Hello, and welcome back to the Real Estate BS audio blog. I am your host, Sir Ashley Harrison. I am a real estate investor and agent based in Charlotte, North Carolina, but I do deals throughout the country. I'm also a former criminal defense attorney, and I designed this audio blog to help people who are just busy with their everyday lives and are not consumed with real estate, but are interested in buying or selling a property, whether it be your first home or your 50th. I believe this audio blog will help you and give you little tidbits and information that I've learned throughout the way from personal experience and from other people I've been in business with. Now, today's episode is titled The Four Things You Need to Prepare Your Home Inspection For. Four things you need to prepare for your home inspection. Number one is fix interior problems. Number two is prep the exterior. Number three is keep the utilities on. And number four is provide access to critical areas. Now, let's jump right in. Number one, fix interior problems. Now, besides doing a thorough cleaning and staging the inside of your home, you should fix all the small problems you can find. This is very important. So check all the appliances, make sure all electrical outlets and light switches, as well as the light bulbs, are working properly, and check your smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors and replace weak or dead batteries. You want to fix any leaking or dripping faucets or drains. Also, check the toilets, make sure they flush good and there's no signs of leakage around the base. You want to fix sticking or improperly aligned doors or windows and replace all air filters. Next, you want to prep the exterior. Now, you probably already know if your house needs major exterior repairs, such as a new roof or a foundation problem, and those are fairly obvious. But there are smaller things you want you to check out for and just see if you need to address these issues. Check the siding and trim for any damage that you may need to replace or repair that section. Touch up any places where the paint has faded, chipped, or peeled. And replace any damaged roof shingles or tiles. You may not need to replace the whole roof, just replace the damaged roof shingles or tiles, and that can be very inexpensive. You want to clean out the gutters and downspouts and repair any bad spots that the cleaning may reveal. You want to make sure that the garage door is working and the garage door remote is working so you can easily open and close the garage door. And you want to perform yard maintenance. Now, you don't have to have your house or yard looking the best in the neighborhood, but please cut the grass, trim the bushes. The outside of the house is the first impression a potential buyer sees, so you want to make sure it's a pleasant one and you do not give them an off-putting sensation when they see your home. Number three is you want to keep the utilities on. Even if you've moved from the house and it is vacant, keep the utilities on because the inspector is going to want to check to make sure that the appliances are working, that the AC is running. The inspector also has to test the electrical outlets for grounding and reverse polarity, which requires the power to be on. So please do not cut the utilities off. That will add extra time and headache and stress to the sale of your property. Moving on to the fourth and final thing you should prepare for when you're getting your home inspected is to provide access to critical areas. Now, you understand if your house has a attic or I'm trying to think of the crawl space. That's what word I'm looking for. Has a crawl space. You want to make sure that it's cleared out and able to be accessed easily for the inspector to get underneath the house. You want to also make sure that if your house has a pull-down attic, that area is clear. and that the inspector can come in and pull down the attic and without any issues or having to move anything. You want to make it as easy as possible for the inspector to do their job. The less stress they get on the job, the better it bodes for you, the seller. The less, one more thing, if they're in a good mood, the less things they will find on the inspection. So in closing, again, the four things you need to prepare to do for your home inspection is: one, fix the interior problems. Number two, prep for the exterior. Number three, keep the utilities on. And four, provide access to critical areas. Now, these things I know from experience help sell a home very quickly, especially prepping the exterior. I had a home that was not, wasn't a 10 out of 10 on the inside, but externally it looked magnificent. And pictures online drew a lot of people in to want to see the home. So when they got in, they saw there was a lot of people, a lot of competition coming to look at the property. So that raised the price up when they were competing on it. Although the interior of the home was not the best. Hopefully this was helpful. And again, please use me as a resource. If you have any questions, please feel free to go to my website, sirashley.com. You can shoot me an email, sir@sirashley.com, or feel free to call or text the office, 704-775-1236. Talk to you next episode. Bye.